Booker went off first half, obviously. Dapped up a baby. I'm not saying the injury was the baby's fault, but that couldn't have been good karma. Are you serious? It couldn't have been good karma. Yesterday, you were early. Last night, on time. Right now, you late. Welcome to You Late with Jasmine Akai. It's great to get the rundown of last night and what's coming up. You Late is presented by Buzzr, the hottest new app for watching the best moments in live sports. Download Buzzr in the App Store or wherever you get your apps and never miss a moment with Buzzr. Hey, Nikias, what's up?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I just don't like when things in my life are not going 100% right, which is usually what happens. So,
I'm not a fan of the inconveniences of life.
As with anything, we move. You know, I'm still here. I'm on my Mary J shit.
Oh, that's right. Glad you're still here. Did you enjoy a night of hoops? Or were you sleeping?
Damn, you're so annoying.
Well, 35 seconds. It might be a new record.
I did enjoy a night of hoops. I would like to start with the Pels Suns, because all of my thoughts about babies are not babies.
Pardon me?
All of my thoughts about like children in general kind of came. I'm not saying like, okay, so obviously the Pels won. Booker went off first half, obviously, blah, blah, blah. Wow. Dapped up a baby. I'm not saying the injury was the baby's fault, but have been good karma. Are you serious? It couldn't have been good karma.
Are you trying to connect the dots between Devin Booker dapping up a baby in the midst of a 31-point half and then injuring his hamstring? You hate kids that much?
I don't hate kids.
Your track record does not confirm this.
I don't like annoying kids, but this kid seemed fine. He seemed fine.
He seemed fine. Why did that baby not have on shoes?
He don't have to walk.
That doesn't... What?
He don't have to walk.
Why are you taking a child to a basketball game with their shoes and socks off?
I mean, I'm with you, but it's not like he has to put his feet on the ground. Just like if I'm being carried on my Cleopatra shit, I am not wearing shoes. Like, you know how they have those bare-chested men and they carry you on a thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not wearing shoes. If my feet don't touch the ground, I'm not here for the shoes.
I feel like it's the principle, though. Like, you don't go to a public place with no shoes.
It's Phoenix.
What is? How does that make that better?
Oh, okay. Never mind. Me neither.
You got some stories you want to share?
No, I'm not. First of all, when I'm in Phoenix, it's super hot. Your feet be sweaty. Not mine, because whatever. Second of all, I'm not a parent. So whatever they do with the shoeless child, that's on them. I just know he adapted up Devin and wasn't no more Devin. So.
Wow. I guess I shouldn't be surprised by the baby catching slander from you. At any rate.
Somebody check that child. See if he adapted up Anthony Davis at one point.
Oh my God. What is wrong with you? Oh, this is the what if the child had bad vibes tweeting real quick.
He might have priors.
Oh my God. Anyway, get well soon, Devin Booker, because if hamstring injury lingers, that could play a significant part in how these playoffs play out. Like, the Suns were my title pick heading in. And if Devin Booker is like out for an extended period of time, or like hamstrings are tricky, like you heal to like 95%, you hit one basketball move, tweak it the wrong way. Now it's lingering, it's hurting again. Like, this could be a reoccurring thing for him. I would be concerned. Like, I would imagine they're going to play this conservatively in this first round. Like, they should still have enough to get past New Orleans. Actually, on the New Orleans front, because this has been a lot of Booker / baby talk, Brandon Ingram went off in that second half.
I be telling y'all every podcast, I'm like, look at my baby Lakers. Look at my baby Lakers. And for the first however many months we've been doing this shit, you be like, Jasmine, you so annoying with these baby Laker talk. Now look at you. Sorry. I'm back.
Are you? You sure? It felt like you had to get that off your chest.
Every time I'm like, oh, look at my boy B.I., Josh Hart, Alex Caruso, Lonzo Ball. And you're like, yeah, yeah, whatever, Jasmine. Look at this pick and roll. And I'm just like, okay, fine. I know you're going to come back. And now look at you.
Well, thank you for being first on highlighting how good of a basketball player Brandon Ingram is.
The very first. And D'Angelo Russell.
Where has he been in the playoffs so far?
All right.
We'll talk about I'm just asking questions since we're discussing the baby Lakers.
That was a good segue.
See, this is what I do. This is my 3% contribution to the podcast. The other 97% is just getting on your nerves for breathing. Anyway, John Morant, a board shy of a triple-double. We got big minutes from Jaren Jackson at the five. No more Steven Adams, I guess.
Yeah.
The Wolves got blown out. It was kind of tough.
I'm a fan. And I think that shows that if you have your own child, that won't play a part, because a lot of times in that game, like, you could see Ja Morant's daughter and they were like hanging out before and after the game. So maybe that's the thing with babies. It got to be your own.
I didn't expect this much baby commentary from you today.
There were so many children. Like, I don't know. And I don't have no baby fever. I check my temperature. I'm good.
Check my temperature. I don't know. I was out. Hope not. But also, like, you've had some opinions on children that I'm just like, we might need to curb it. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
We don't need you fighting any more babies.
I did not fight a child. Okay. It was Black Friday. And you know how people get Black Friday. And this mean 8 to 12, he was probably a young 16, if anything.
Not you bumping up the age to justify it.
Tried to snatch this Xbox from me. The kids got to learn. Just because you got your hands on it don't mean it's yours. Like, if we both put our hands on it at the same time, which we didn't because I was first, and you over here trying to snatch things, oh no. Gretchen, come get your son.
Who?
He looked like he was the son of a Gretchen. So, I forgot how we got here, but shout out to Black Friday shoppers. It ain't for the faint of heart. And it really ain't for kids.
I see that. At least when Jasmine's coming through. Good Lord. Oh, goodness. As for the other playoff game that happened last night, the Heat beat the Hawks by 10. They have a 2-0 series lead. Jimmy Butler with 45 points. Did not see it coming. Did not see him knocking out multiple three balls in this game. The Hawks had no answer for him.
That's true. When you down in Miami and you got a thick white headband on.
Okay. I did not know where next, that was going.
It's next level. I don't even know if the headband got to be white, but if you got a thick headband, I don't know. It's shout out to Miami Bron, because the thickness was there. And same things is happening. Then you get powers from Kyle Lowry's thickness and they collab. Not collapse. They collab. They collide. Collapse. The thickness threw me off course. That's crazy.
I see. Oh, man. Lowry had himself a night, too. But I've been super impressed with his Heat defense. Shooting sleeve Jimmy Butler is a thing, apparently. Because that man was not knocking down jumpers this year. And now he's knocking down these flat-footed threes and also getting to the basket and also making plays on defense. Like, he's an entirely different dude. Like, I feel like the Hawks' pathway to winning this series was obviously, like, Trae Young just dictating everything and being the best player in the series. And if the answer to who is the best player is Jimmy Butler, and he'd already have a better roster and a better coach and they have home court advantage and all this good stuff, not looking great for the Hawks. We'll see what happens when the series shifts to Atlanta.
It's more of the same. I was trying to be nice about it, but whatever. Let's get into Buzzer Beats. Shout out to Buzzer Beats. Follow Buzzer Beats on Twitter and subscribe to the newsletter and listen to the pod. I mean, there's no Jasmine, but you know, this wow. I mean, it's still good. For a pod without a Jasmine, it's still good. Just like the Dunker spot. I'm sure it's good. I don't know, because there's no Jasmine, but we wow. move. And people tend to love that shit. They be like, oh, Nikias and Steve, we love y'all together. Calm down. So anyway.
How did Buzzer Beats turn into a hater section? What is this? You said, oh, that pod cool. Ain't got no Jasmine, though. Then you went to a totally different podcast and said, oh, it's probably cool, but it ain't got Jasmine either. Wow. Emails are cool, even if they don't feature the name Jasmine in it. It's what else? What are we watching that doesn't feature a Jasmine?
I'm watching Nets Celtics. I'm going to take me a midday nap. And I'm staying up for this whole thing. I want all of it. Watch now that I say that, it's about to be crap.
You're going to fall asleep in the second quarter. So that'd be great. But I'm excited for game two. like the Jason Tatum game winner in game one probably has Brooklyn feeling like, man, lost opportunity, especially that last, the last possession period, the last offensive one where Kyrie just kind of dribbles it out and it turns into mayhem. And then you got the game winner on the other end. So that should be fun. I will be peeping Sixers Raptors. Let's see if Toronto can steal one. Not even steal one because they're at home, but let's see if they can make this a series, because Philadelphia has looked fantastic for all the slander that has been thrown James Harden's way. Like, he has looked good through the first two games of this series, as has Joel Embiid, as has Tobias Harris, as has Tyrese Maxey, who is Wow. Okay. All right. I guess that's my cue. Bulls Bucks is also a basketball game. That'll be on. I am done.
No. I wish y'all could see his face right now. No, I want to hear all your thoughts, but it's like, oh yeah, everything's sunshine and daisies on the Philadelphia side. And this is not me hating Philly. I want to watch Bulls Bucks. I remember I said the other game like was the gospel portion of the playoffs, because you take
slander gospel this week.
It's crazy. But I think they could maybe steal one. Once again, big band, Alex Caruso. He wears a thick headband too. Maybe I just like thick headbands.
I think you do. You have to wear a thick headband on Friday.
Because they used to, oh no. Well, maybe. They used to wear them thin ones like Slick Watts. Oh, that's a deep pull from Supersonics. Bring the Sonics back. And now the headbands get thicker and thicker. And I think that was a trend from maybe LeBron. Maybe it was a combination of LeBron's hairline and the ninja headband phase, which I also loved. Oh my God, there was so much you could have done. I can't believe
they took that away.
I know.
Headbands are so good.
Imagine like dunking, get an and one on somebody standing up, wah, or whatever. I just, man.
Oh my God. Shout out Drew Holiday, who looked the coolest in the ninja head.
Oh, no. It was Jimmy Butler. Hands down, Jimmy Butler, because he had a nice fade. He wasn't wearing no braids.
Braid slander. Okay. You got thoughts? What's the...
No.
No, you said that was a vitriol, though. Like, what was the beef?
I don't like... Braids? I don't like struggle braids. I know every man who wants braids has to go through it, because you have to let your hair grow out. But the struggle is real, and we ain't trying to peep your struggle. Like, and you see B.I., great braids going down. They got some hang time, just like him. But the rest of these struggle braids, like, you really struggling to get the last piece, and it really just hits the top of your neck.
You sound so disgusted. I wish you could see your face. You are disturbed by this. It's like the meme, like, y'all really living like this? Good God.
Okay. I'm just going to say it.
Plenty already.
Goodness. I know. That really could have been mine. I'm just going to say it. I didn't know I was going to have that kind of reaction. Shout out to Netflix. We still going to be sharing passwords. And this is also a shout out to my ex-boyfriend who changed. We broke up, obviously. Well, no, yeah.
I mean, if he's your ex-boyfriend, I would assume.
I broke up with him. I hope he's listening. I broke up with him. He waited like a month because he knew I was like binge watching a show. Changed them passwords. Okay, I got some for that ass. I just jumped on somebody else's Netflix, but it's the principle of the thing. Like, even if somebody else changed their password, we still gonna be sharing passwords somehow. You think you're the only one I know with a Netflix account? Oh, that wasn't how I expected that to go, but once again, sorry.
So let me get this straight. Y'all were together. Netflix password was shared. You left him. He changes his password after you binge the show. Do I have that right?
During.
Did you binge the show? Oh, you were still doing the binge.
Yes. Okay. And it's his Netflix account. So he was, you know, obviously sharing with me, whatever. And he saw that I was on, like, I don't know, season 3 of something, episode 2, and automatically changes it. And I'm like, oh, did you change the password? And he's like, who is this? Okay. I got something for that ass.
I mean, apparently you didn't. Like,
I'm not gonna say what happened. You just know he got his. He's still living, but he got his.
This feels like a
Jared, cut this out.
This feels like a best friend story waiting to happen.
Absolutely not. There's zero chance of cutting any of this.
Dog, what?
Because there's something happening to him within like the next 24 hours. I don't want people to think that, oh, Jasmine's plot came to fruition or whatever.
So this was the final episode of You Late.
He's fine, okay?
Is he?
He's fine.
I ain't gonna lie, this threw me completely off. I was not expecting this to get as dark as it did. I had a whole, I'm just gonna say it. And okay, I got it now. What the heck? What, that man in a freezer or something? Anyway, I'm just gonna say it because I am late catching up to this. I finally seen clips and stuff on the timeline. I love Viola Davis.
Oh, I knew you was going there.
However, what is this Michelle Obama? What?
They got beef. You can't tell me otherwise.
Wait, what? Because I had seen like straight tweets, but I haven't actually seen like photos or videos. And I'm just like, it can't be that bad. Surely it can't be that bad. I finally saw a still shot yesterday. And I'm just like,
you just saw a still shot?
Yeah. Oh. I still haven't seen a full clip, but I saw a still shot. I was like, nah, y'all know good and well.
Go to Chris Williamson's page because he shared a clip of Viola Davis as Michelle Obama. And I'm like, fam, I love you, but why are you making Kerry Washington's face throughout this whole thing?
No way. No way that was greenlit.
They got beef.
But Viola is she's too good. That no way. I can't remember. I wish I could remember what the Twitter account was, but they recommended the woman that played Aunt Viv in the Bel Air reboot. For Michelle Obama, I was like, you know what? That looks a lot closer. Like, that would probably work. She's also a really good actress. Also, have you watched Bel Air?
Damn. Calm down, Will Smith.
No.
I just got this dude's Netflix password.
What kind of Netflix hopping are you doing right now?
No, I plan to watch things, but then something else comes up. Like, I watched The Rise and Fall of Abercrombie and Fitch. And I was like, ugh.
You watched that instead of Bel Air?
That shit was fire. If you grew up I'm telling you, for a minute, a hot second, Abercrombie and Fitch was the thing.
I'm aware, yeah, okay. But also.
Because I think it's the idea of having to watch multiple episodes of Bel Air, where this thing was just like an hour and a half.
Okay. I hope you enjoyed your programming.
You a hater. I know you know how big Abercrombie was, but you don't know. Like, was you singing LFO, Summer Girls? No.
No, I wasn't. But exactly. Like, I'm not going to take that away from you. I don't doubt that it was good. However, I've been asking you to watch Bel Air for literal months. It's a good show.
I'm convinced you got some kind of bet going with FanDuel. Like, over under, when is Jasmine going to be watching Bel Air?
How did you plug FanDuel in this? You actually do have a problem. We almost made it the whole episode without a gambling reference, and you chose a Bel Air conversation to bring this in.
You always talk. You know what? Forget it. You were late. Now you caught up. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at You Late. You can follow me, just me, Jasmine L. Watkins. And I guess
please follow Jasmine L. Watkins. With that, we will catch y'all on Friday.
I don't have no problem. I was about to say bye, y'all, but I really don't have no problem.